This session is about how to get rid of a phobia. Phobia is one of those strange surprises our brains can cook up. It is a type of anxiety disorder that manifests itself in an intense, often paralyzing fear of a particular situation, object, or activity. Now, we're not talking about the usual scare where someone rounds the corner and you spill coffee on your best outfit. No, phobia goes much further than that. It's a fear that seems almost irrational, that goes over your head and persists even when logic might take a break. The kind of fear that only passes when you avoid the situation, activity, or object in question, or preferably, never see it at all. The essential feature of phobia is its inadequacy. The fear that the phobia produces is totally inadequate to reality. Like a spider in the corner of the room, most people would say, "Well, okay, I'll watch it, but it probably won't attack me." But a person with arachnophobia would have long since disappeared, jumped under the bed, or shut themselves in another room like a princess in distress. Trust me, I'm not downplaying this. I myself suffered from a really terrible arachnophobia that when there was even a tiny spider in the room, I would lose consciousness. The real danger goes completely aside in phobia. The brain quickly detects a catastrophic scenario even where none actually threatens. Now imagine how this can affect everyday life. For example, if you have an extreme phobia of elevators, it's called claustrophobia because elevators are small and enclosed. This phobia can mean that instead of taking the easy way to your office on the 20th floor, you'll always climb the endless stairs. Or flying phobia. Instead of a 2-hour flight to your dream destination, you'll take a train or car for days. And further, if someone has a fear of water, whether it's the pool or the sea, it can completely ruin their summer vacation. Phobias can be insidious and can unpleasantly restrict our movements, lifestyle, or plans. So, where do these phobias come from anyway? Where do they originate? I'm going to surprise you a bit. There are several reasons, and it's not just one cause that draws us into the phobia like a rushing river. Phobias in the family. Some phobias and even anxiety itself can be brought in the genetic package at birth. Scientists have found that certain tendencies towards anxieties or phobias may be, how to say, heritable. If your grandmother had a fear of vipers, your dad once had a meltdown in the garden over a common lizard. It's quite possible you'll have trouble picking up a cute plastic snake from the toy store. Genes affect us more than we might expect. Personal experiences. One of the most common reasons phobias arise is because of bad or traumatic experiences. Imagine a little girl who has been bitten on the playground by an aggressive dog. As an adult, she may not be able to walk past someone with a chihuahua on a leash without running to the other side of the street. And it's not just about the animals. If you've ever been stuck in a locked elevator for 2 hours, the possibility of claustrophobia is sky high. What we experience leaves deep imprints on our psyche. Fear can be learned. Another fascinating factor is the influence of our loved ones. Have you ever seen a child become afraid of the same thing as his parent? If the adult in the family is scared of snakes like the devil of the cross or immediately destroys every spider with a shoe, the child easily makes the connection. Snakes and spiders. Danger. Fear spreads easily, and if you grew up with a tendency to dramatize certain situations, it's likely that a phobia may be on the horizon. Threat perception. Sometimes we create our own phobias from simple thinking. Our brains are incredible at creating catastrophic scenarios. What if the bridge collapses when we step on it? Gephyrophobia. What if I get stung by bees? Apophobia. Even though I barely saw one in the meadow. Fears stemming from an inflated self-confidence or distorted perception can trigger fears that we continue to reinforce through our behavior. However, a phobia doesn't have to be a permanent burden. Thankfully, today's treatment is more effective than it has ever been. Methods such as cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, gradual exposure where you get closer to the feared situation step by step, mindfulness, or even meditation techniques can help to conquer a fear that has long reigned. The important thing is to acknowledge that the problem exists and not be afraid to seek help. Because living with a phobia is like walking through a minefield, and no one should be afraid to take a step forward. Let's dive into practical part. Today, in the practical part, I will introduce a technique from neuro-linguistic programming, which is directly called rapid treatment of phobia. Thanks to learning NLP, my arachnophobia is now manageable. I'm not saying everything is fine after one practice and I'm taking spiders in hand, but suddenly the paralyzing terror is gone. I even recently found a spider in my bathroom. It was this long-legged, skinny thing that would normally drive me crazy because it's like 2 to 3 inches long with those legs. Well, suddenly I felt nothing. I was looking at it and feeling my emotions. It wasn't that bad. I named him Rodrigo. I said goodnight and left him alone. I was so happy for myself. I don't know if it's still Rodrigo. I really don't know how long spiders live, but there's still one in the bathroom and he's doing fine. And we're friends. Long distance, but friends. And this is already a huge step for me, which makes my life incredibly easier. So, how did I achieve this through NLP? Remember the ridiculous spell in the Harry Potter movies? That's it. No kidding. The phobia is created by our heads. I'll give you an example. When I was afraid of spiders, I had to start slow. What scene with me and the spider would be acceptable to me? A spider in a fish tank? I made it like a picture in my head. For me, it was a fishbowl. I asked my own head what bothered me so much about it. The legs? The fact that it's there? The way it looks overall? The color? Yeah, so I know what bothers me. But as it happens, let's turn it into something that's cool for us. What should the spider look like so I'm not afraid of it? Shorter legs. Well, yeah, but I'm not going to cut those off, so what am I going to do with the legs? I'll put tights on it. Suddenly, I've got a spider in tights. Can I let him out of the tank in those tights? Well, not yet. So, what's he missing? I don't know where his face is. Fine. I'll give him big glasses. Heh. I've got a spider now in blue tights and big pink round glasses. I don't find that scary anymore, so we can let him out of the tank. Okay, he's out. How do I feel now? A little nervous, but I'm kind of laughing. What else would help? A name. I'll give the spider a name. And watch where it goes. Now imagine someone decides to hit my spider with a newspaper. How does that make me feel? I don't want anyone to hurt it. It's my spider in tights. And that's the change. When suddenly you're not afraid of the spider, but you're afraid that the spider is going to get hit by a newspaper. So here is the specific process and questions on how to do it. Identify a specific phobia you want to overcome. Fear of heights, spiders, enclosed spaces, and so on. Try to identify the first time you had a phobia. Was it a specific experience? Imagine going to the cinema. Sit in front of a white wall and make a screen out of it. But remember that you are really looking at your phobia as if you were in a cinema. So you are looking at it as a spectator and not experiencing it. Now look at the whole experience as a movie, starting with the moment when everything was fine, then suddenly your phobia, and then going back to the moment when the phobia has gone away. This is really important. Watching a whole movie like that, it's called going from safe to safe. Try to tell yourself how uncomfortable you find it to watch such a film on a scale of 0 to 10. Now, the viewer becomes the creator. Imagine being able to edit your film and improve it in any way you want. Imagine getting up from your seat in the cinema and walking into the projection booth where your film is being shot on tape, and you can change, cut scenes, and edit them as you wish. So choose whether you want to actually remove something in your experience and therefore cut it out, or whether you use ridiculous and turn a scene into a very funny one. This is the stage where you start to take control. Customize your film. Say specifically and out loud what you are going to do. For example, if you are afraid to walk over bridges, give them wings and your head will be sure they won't fall. Watch the whole edited film and see if it suits your taste. Again, play the film like you're sitting in a cinema and don't experience the situation with your whole self. Keep your distance. Now start making a completely different memory in your head. Sit back in your cinema in front of the white wall and play your checked film backwards, a new version that either doesn't have the unpleasant parts or has them changed. Do this at least 8 times. Always take a little break after playing the movie backwards, but don't just experience the situation as a viewer, but put yourself in it. Go back to your real moment, but serve your head a new version of what happened. Let's check out the new film and its impact. We're back in the cinema and we're looking at the screen, the wall, and we're watching our new film. And all I'm going to ask you to do now is to tell yourself again how uncomfortable it is for you right now on a scale of 0 to 10. Here are questions. When did my phobia begin? Why am I so afraid of it? What does my fear take away from me, and what does it limit me in? How do I want to change it? How will it change my life? What physical conditions and feelings do I experience when I have a phobia? How long has this phobia been bothering me? What would I do in the situations I now fear if I did not have this fear? I know very well what it feels like when a phobia limits you, and honestly, it's exactly the feeling we'd like to pack in our suitcase and send on a fast train somewhere damn far away. I believe that this NLP technique may be just the right key to help you open that imaginary door to a free life, a life free from the weight of the phobia. The truth is that phobia is not something that can be gotten rid of by waving a magic wand or drinking an elixir from some mysterious wizard of the forest. I wish it were that easy, don't you? But don't worry, it's not even a marathon you have to spend forever training for. It's a process. The root of every phobia lies deep in your subconscious mind. It's like an old tangle that's been there for years, and now it's time to untangle it. And this method of getting rid of a phobia can teach you how to untangle those knots in a way that feels comfortable, natural, and even a little friendly. This technique won't blow magical sand in your eyes and say, "Here's a solution right now." Instead, it will show you the way to deal with the phobia gradually and systematically, without pressure, but with a clear plan. I'm sure you're thinking, "Yeah, but if it's not a quick method, what good is it to me?" And that's the joke. When we have a big obstacle in front of us, such as a phobia that might be preventing us from experiencing some things to the maximum, we need to realize one thing. It's not just about speed, it's about how much we allow ourselves to grow. All the little steps you take with this technique are an important part of the bigger picture. And guess what? That picture may be beautiful in the end, calmer, free, and full of life. Of course, and I'll be honest now, you shouldn't count on waving farewell to your phobia from the train in a week's time while they're standing on the platform. Why is that? Well, because these things have sat in our subconscious for years and years. But on the other hand, you can be confident that getting on the train won't be as dramatic as it may seem now. The whole process will be gradual and natural. One day you'll wake up, turn around, and find that the things that used to paralyze you no longer have nearly as much power. That's why I want to tell you, fingers crossed, and I really mean it. I'm holding them out to you not only because I know how hard it can be to overcome a phobia, but also because I believe in your ability to do it.